Today is Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Megan Lynch. A Jefferson County middle school teacher charged with molestation faces trial today. 42-year-old Zachary Robert Leonard has been held behind bars without bond since his arrest last week. Prosecutors say Leonard sent hundreds of sexually explicit text messages to a 13-year-old female student who told police he kissed her and inappropriately touched her on two occasions in late April. He's facing five felony charges, including two counts of third-degree child molestation and sexual contact with a student. He's due in a Hillsborough court today for the start of his seven-day hearing.
Not every site is right, and not every community is built for it.
St. Charles Councilman Justin Faust on a measure to permanently ban large data centers in the city. The 7-1 vote to approve it happened last night. It ends a year-long pause put in place after a developer unsuccessfully pitched a large data center off Highway 370. Mayor Dan Borgmeyer addressing those who've shown up week after week in opposition.
You got out of your house. You came down, you made your opinions and your hopes known, and these people, as your elected officials, need to take that message, and I think they have.
Small server rooms inside hospitals, colleges, and offices are exempt. Opponents of two proposed Franklin County data centers pushing back on more than just the projects. They have hard questions about how the deals were put together. Patricia Shuba is with the Franklin County Rural Coalition.
These things were talked about and planned probably about a year before the public was ever aware of it. And there were NDAs signed.
Monday's marathon 13-hour hearing in Union came and went with no decision from the county commission. The coalition calling for a 6-month to 1-year moratorium while Missouri lawmakers consider statewide guardrails. Does the Rams' settlement money and other reserve funds count as revenue? That question was debated for hours yesterday in front of a St. Louis judge.
St. Louis City Budget Director Paul Payne provided the longest testimony. He explained revenue not spent from prior years is not counted as revenue for future years in the city's budgeting process.
You receive revenue in any given fiscal year. If it's not spent, it will become a general fund. And then the next year, you get more revenue. And if you don't spend that, that accrues to the fund. That's just how it works.
Payne says the same goes for the Rams settlement money. In which the principal amount the city received was counted as revenue only in fiscal year 2023. Whether or not the Rams money and the reserve funds are counted as revenue could determine if the police budget grows by tens of millions of dollars to the point where city leaders say layoffs to other departments could become necessary. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Congressman Wesley Bell answering why 1 year after the devastating tornado, the city still hasn't seen a dime of federal supplemental disaster aid. The Democrat who's up for re-election was asked about it during a telephone town hall last night. He said St. Louis isn't alone.
The city of St. Louis had about $1.6 billion in estimated damage. California had an estimated $100 to $200 billion in damage in wildfire damage in 2025 as well. And you know how much they got in supplemental funds, CDBG or any of the other supplemental pots? Zero. The same as St. Louis. Absolutely zero.
Bell blames President Trump and congressional Republicans for refusing to pass the appropriations bills that would refill FEMA's supplemental disaster funds. He says constituents across North St. Louis still waiting on recovery money 1 year out. A federal investigation officially underway into allegations of criminal check washing and mail theft connected to the St. Louis USPS processing facility. The confirmation from FBI Deputy Director Andrew Bailey comes just a day after Congresswoman Ann Wagner publicly demanded the agency step in. Wagner cited claims from Metro East law enforcement that postal management was actively hindering their local probes into missing mail and altered checks. Bailey tells our sister station 97.1 FM the FBI's local team is now on the case.
At the end of the day, that issue has been referred to the appropriate field office and an investigation is underway.
From the KMOX business desk, a special taxing district for the downtown Chesterfield development has been expanded by the city council to include nearby existing properties. Some of those business owners are objecting, saying they didn't give their consent to be included and they would rather be left alone. The Business Journal reports the owners of the Drury Plaza and Hyatt Place Hotels say the taxing district was meant to help fund the Steinberg Group's $2 billion projects, but shifts redevelopment costs onto them.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.